WJCW with Carlin Ellick, 813. And Rebecca Henderson, one of our friends of the show, just texted and said, grilled asparagus on a hot dog is fabulous.
Really?
I had it at a hot dog bar years ago.
Never had that.
Never had that. Sounds very interesting.
You know, that reminds me, that's a good choice, Rebecca. You're so fancy. What I did is a mango salsa. I put a couple weeks ago on a hot dog, and it was delicious.
Really?
It was a mango salsa.
You know what blew my mind is a guy went, he was a hunter, mm-hmm. and he got a deer, you know, got killed
that's
him a buck.
Do, right.
And he came back and had somebody, like, manufacture hot dogs from the deer meat.
Right, venison dogs.
And I was just kind of like, because all he had was just the dog, and he had cooked the dog, nothing on it. And I was kind of like, nah, I think I'll pass.
Yeah,
he's like, no.
So he handed you this dog.
So he handed it to me.
He pulled it out of his pocket.
That's
and gross.
It was so good. Minus the lint, it was really good. It was the best hot dog I had ever had.
Wowzers.
And I was like, Chicago style or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you have toppings on it?
No, there was zero toppings. It was literally a hot dog made from venison. And I was like, wow, this is really, really good.
That's different.
Have to try that. That sounds really good.
Yeah, the little antlers were a little crunchy. But
well, I just can't, you know. I'm not a venison guy. As a rule, it's too gamey for me.
There you go.
All right. 8:15. AM 910 WJCW, Carl and Ellick with you here, and we welcome in, as we do every Wednesday around 8:15, Bill Hall, the real estate guy from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of our program. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Ellick. Is it going to rain today? Did you guys talk about the weather already?
Yeah, it's like rain. A little
rain,
maybe, but there's going to be a little bit of sunshine.
It's good to see.
It's this time of the season in northeast Tennessee. Here we are, so... You know, stand still for a half hour. You'll get what you want.
It's good to see Don Hellman back, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Don was off last week. It's good to see Don back in the newsroom, too. So, wanted to ask you right now, with things as turbulent as they are in the real estate market, how are you working with your agents and sending them out each day to have them prepared for the kind of market that we have right now?
Well, so, you know, the market is changing. We haven't gotten, you know, turbulent is a little stronger than I would like to feel it to be.
Yeah. Right.
It's more of a shifting market. It's more shifting. And in the real estate market, that is exactly, it's very similar to lots of other markets, like the financial market, the commodities market, you know. So it moves, it changes. It goes to good, to medium, to bad or cold, lukewarm and then warm and then hot, you know, so it goes through various stages. And so right now it's in a shifting mode where we've had a lot of buyers pull out of the marketplace and just say, you know what, this housing thing is just too much for me to tackle right now. We've made four offers and we didn't get either any of the four houses because other people beat us out. We're just going to stop and keep living how we're living right now. We'll move in with family members. We'll rent an apartment. And by the way, rental apartments are hard to come by right now. And we're going to make other arrangements. So once the buyers pull out of the marketplace, then we have sellers saying, hey, you're not going to overpay for my house. Remember, you're going to overpay for my house. Everybody was overpaying overpaid for my neighbor's house. Well, isn't it my turn?
Yeah.
Well, it could have been your turn. But right now it's probably going to be a little on the high side, but it's not going to be ridiculously high like we've seen in some cases. People say, is the housing market rolling down or going through a correction? The answer is no. The answer is no.
Responding to this situation.
Right. Are the bidding wars starting to slow down? The answer is yes, they are. And are we having any kind of fallout in higher price point homes? Yes, we are. And usually the higher price point homes are the first ones to lose enthusiasm or lose momentum.
Okay.
Are we taking any counter offers yet? I see your $200,000, Bill, but...
Yeah.
I was thinking more 185.
The answer is yes. We're seeing price reductions in all the hottest markets in the country, by the way. The housing price reductions are going in play right now. What does that tell you? That doesn't tell you the price of housing is rolling back. It just tells you they were overpriced to begin with.
Yeah.
I mean, overpriced is overpriced. I don't care what kind of market you're in, you know? So how much is somebody willing to pay for a loaf of bread? If you go into the grocery store and the loaf of bread is $100, are they going to buy it or not? I would say no. Well, that's kind of how people feel about the housing market when it was, you know, when it was the bidding wars. Now, the bidding wars haven't stopped. They haven't stopped at all.
You got to have the right.
Last week I had one here in Johnson City on a house.
Interesting.
The house was priced at $300,000, and we had many offers on it, and like crazy amount of showings in the 1.5 days it was on the market before it went under contract. So the multiple offers bidding wars have not stopped in their entirety, but they've slowed down greatly. And in certain price point homes, anything below 350 seems to be still very, very active.
Is that right?
Yeah. But once you
including
hit,
here in our market.
Of course, here in our market especially. So once you hit over 350, then you see a little bit of price reduction, price resistance. 400 is a trigger point that slows down substantially between 350 and 400. And that's all just part of the natural occurrence of the shift, of a market shifting. And we, you know, I think that a shifting market is good. I think it's going to give buyers more opportunity as we continue to go forward to be first-time home buyers and to create new household formations, because that's very vital to our economic situation as a country and locally, that we have new household formations, that we don't just have the same house amount of houses we have. We want our children in our area buying houses, being homeowners, and raising their families here and not moving away because they can't buy a house because somebody from California beat them out. And no offense, people from California. But, you know, there's a lot of people that are still moving here. This has not stopped. This area has not stopped. The biggest area, I mean, try to see if you can guess this one, Alec. The biggest area that people are moving here from is where? What state?
I would say California.
California's number three. Good guess. Carl, you have a guess on this one?
Texas.
Ah, Texas is good. Texas is number seven.
Florida.
Tennessee. Florida's number two. Tennessee. The number one state that people are moving to East Tennessee from is Tennessee.
Really?
Other parts of the state they're moving here from.
Trick question.
Interesting, right?
That was a trick question.
That wasn't a trick question. Was really... Okay, so Florida was number two.
I was going to say, it has to be another state that has the zero income tax thing.
Well, right. I mean... Or has taxation. Like the number four is North Carolina, where you're from.
Yeah. You know?
Number four, they have state income tax. California has state income tax. They're number three. Florida doesn't. But what's driving people out of Florida, especially the older people, is the heat.
Mm-hmm.
The heat. Once people say, I want to go to Florida to retire. Okay, so they go there to retire. They get this brown skin, like real dark from being in the sun 24 hours a day.
Leathered.
Right. And then they get worn out on it, and then they can't take the heat anymore. Their body says, I can't take this heat and humidity, so let's get out of here. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are exiting Florida based on that. And they're primarily over 55 years old, just so you know. So Virginia's one, too. Not Southwest Virginia, but Virginia in its entirety, that state has a lot of people moving out of it to Tennessee.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's really interesting. And South Carolina, Texas, the last two that I recorded. But it was an interesting article I read. And then, you know, of course, I read an article this past week that said that Sullivan County was the number one in the state based on a particular survey.
Yeah, so, you know,
there's
lots,
yeah, there's a lot of – there's a for every – option, there's a winning survey that will tell you. You know,
yeah, true.
So, but I still think that's good PR. I think they said Washington County was number six out of the state.
And Johnson County was number nine.
Yeah, yeah. So I think all that is good press, but it's also driving a lot of people here, because all those people may not get those magazines and articles, but they'll get them online.
Mm-hmm.
So all that's available online. So the amount of data that's available to tell people our secret here is coming out really fast.
You talk about the heat driving people up from Florida. I would submit that it's probably at least a factor in driving people from parts of West Tennessee, too, because, you know, it is so hot in West Tennessee. As you drive 40 coming back from, say, Memphis to Nashville, okay, you come through Nashville, then suddenly you hit the Cumberland Plateau and everything explodes in green.
It's totally different, yes.
And you realize suddenly, that's where I want to live.
Yeah, yeah, no, and that's why I picked this area, too. Yeah. It's a perfect place. But, you know, Texas is hot, too, and they're leaving Texas. You know,
it's very hot in
people
Texas.
People were migrating in Texas like 5 years ago, like it was the only state, the place to go. Mm-hmm. But now they're leaving because it's too hot.
Well, with the heat wave in Europe, maybe you should be marketing to Brits now, too.
Well, I'm just working in shorts and T-shirt section. But, you know, that's a good point, though. But, you know, I don't have to tell people about this place. The secret's out already. So East Tennessee, the secret's over with. You know, I used to think, I still am a cheerleader for this area, but I used to feel like I had to embrace the rest of the world and tell them how great it was here. But now they've already found out, so I don't have to do that anymore.
All right.
But I do enjoy living here and helping people buy and sell their real estate.
Well, certainly, of course. Bill Hall joins us, of course, weekly, about 8:15 on the program here on AM 910 WJCW. And as we look at what is happening really nationwide, and of course microcosmed here in Northeast Tennessee. It's you have to look through a glass darkly at this point. I don't think you can really. I'm speculating here, but right. I would imagine it's very difficult to look 6 to 12 months into the future regarding housing in this region.
Well, I think we can safely say that we're going to have more houses available for people to buy.
Mm-hmm.
When they're ready to buy,
yeah.
And they're not going to be forced, and they're not going to be feel like they're pushed or under a lot of pressure because there's multiple people looking at the same yeah. house. You know, for many years I've been in this business, we've never seen a situation where it got to a climate like it is now or was, you know, where people...
You're talking about a business climate.
Yeah, a business yeah. climate, you know, where there were so many people that wanted to buy a house at the exact same time,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and I think that that's going to be something that we're going to see a lot less of, and we'll see the market settle down to a more normalized market where people can buy a house if they want to, and they'll pay a good, fair price for it, and that'll be how it goes.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that's what I see as we mm-hmm. go forward. I think it's the real positive aspect is that we have so many people that want to live here that's going to keep our values really, really strong because we'll always have probably a little bit more people wanting to buy a house here than we have houses available.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's
mm-hmm.
going to continue for a while.
That's good. That's good for the general economy and the home sellers.
And the comedy, too.
I mean, yeah.
The comedy,
yeah.
general
yeah.
comedy.
Ellie, I mean, would you agree with me on that, Ellie?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, the fact that I'm here, you know, brings tons and tons of people. They find out that I'm here.
You can.
Golly.
Not to mention that long string of creditors that he's
yeah. back. Oh, my gosh, you guys are too funny. But listen, seriously, we got to talk about real estate, but yeah. we're done now.
That's it.
I have to go to work.
All right.
Okay. So you guys do this. You're doing a great job on the show.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Well, how can folks get in touch?
Good idea. 423-946-7575. My office number is 530-7077, but then 423-946-7575 is the best number.
Okay, 946-7575. Right. Easy to remember. Bill Hall, the Real Estate Guy, Premier Homes and Properties, sponsoring this portion of the program. Take care. We'll talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait.